finish interviewing June Schwartz at her home and studio in Sausalito, California, on January 21st, 2001, for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. June, when and where were you born?
In Denver, Colorado, in 1918.
And did you have a large family?
No, I had a younger sister, 2 years younger sister.
Tell me about your family background. Were there other artists in your family? Did you become interested in art because of your family?
No, there were no artists in the family. My mother's parents were born in Russia, and my father's great-grandfather came to America from Germany, and he rode in a prairie schooner from Kansas City to Grand Junction, Colorado, and he was a very little man, and he did Indian trading. He did traded with the Indians and became a fur trader, and later had a little store. And so my father was his grandson.
Were you interested in art as a child?
I just was always drawn to color and form. And as a four-year-old, I saw some beautiful flowers walking to school. I was just walking about a block away, and I pulled them up and brought them home to my mother because they were so pretty. And found out I shouldn't have done that. But I've always been attracted to color, but I didn't know anything about art. My parents. There was no museum in Denver except an Indian museum.
Did you have a wonderful art teacher in school who inspired you?
No, but I will say no. Except once in junior high school, I had a teacher that thought I had talent. But I was in junior high school. In high school, my teacher gave everybody didn't give anybody a grade lower than C because if they turned out to be famous, think of how she'd feel.
You started.
I always loved it, and I always made things and did things as a child.
You started to study something else at the University of Colorado, and then switched to art. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I'd been good at writing, and I'd won a state short story contest, and I edited the high school literary magazine, and that's what my teachers encouraged me to do. And I wanted to go to the University of Chicago because if I'd been a writer, I would have had a mentor teacher, and she always had loved it. And so I wanted to go to the University of Chicago, but my parents felt I was too young and made me go to the University of Colorado for the first 2 years. So I went, and then before I went to the University of Colorado, I won scholarships to writers' conferences they used to have in Boulder. And I also had been studying sculpture with a man and got allergic to the mahogany wood I was carving, but didn't realize. But I got ill, in fact, they put me in the hospital because they didn't know what was wrong. And I decided that posterity would forgive me if I did what I loved to do instead of what I was good at. So after a year in Chicago, which was a very scholarly year, and I'm no good as a scholar, I wanted to go to art school. But I went to Pratt Institute because the booklet they sent you said that they placed 80% of their students. And by that time, I needed to figure out how I was going to earn a living. Otherwise, I would have been an English teacher, and I didn't want to do that.
So you chose Pratt specifically because it had that opportunity?
Yeah, there was some way I could see. I really didn't like painting so much and drawing. I couldn't draw inanimate objects very well, but I was good at designing, and I liked designing things. So I really never wanted to be a painter. It was just other things.
So Pratt was the perfect